Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 4th, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomom. Tonight, we are revisiting a topic that we have tackled many times on this forum, one that we will continue to talk about until next year, and that is the campaign for young people to vote in the 2018 general elections. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. And by the way, as you will know by now, we are streaming live on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voizimbabwe.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. Various political parties and civil society groups are ramping up their campaigns for young people to register to vote in the 2018 general elections. The latest such campaign is Bereka Mwana Tiende Veleta Umntwana Sihambe, a brainchild of the MDCT Youth Wing launched at the weekend. Clearly, the stakes are very high, and given their numerical dominance, young people are a very vital demographic that no serious political party can overlook. Lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana lamhlanje kuhlelo The Connection. Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo isiqokoqela sendaba lamhlanje ludaba esesike saluphatha kaningi-ningi kulolu hlelo ludaba njalo esizaqhubeka siluphatha kulolu hlelo ngoba kuludaba oluqakatheke okwamagama udaba lomkhankaso oqhutshwa ngabamabandla ezombusazwe kanye labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo okhuthaza ontanga ukuthi babhalise ngobuningi babo ukuze benelise ukuvota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Lizakhumbula abake babona izindaba kumbe balalela umsakazo wethu ibandla le-MDCT ngempela viki lisungule umkankaso walo eliwubiza ngokuthi Bereka Mwana Tiende Veleta Umntwana Sihambe, siyebhalisa phela ukuze sivote ngo-2018. Akhona amanye amabandla atshiyeneyo lawo aqhuba imikhankaso efanayo kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Silabo-ke abamela amabandla atshiyeneyo labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kuhlelo lwalamhlanje. Kwaziwa iwaterere kusangana kumo chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tichikurukura nyaya ya takambo kurukura muchirongwa chino kazhinji uyezve iri nyaya ya ticharamba tichikurukura nezvayo muchirongwa ichi nekuti inyaya yakakosha inova nyaya kanangana nekunyoresa makampaigns ari kuitwa nevemasangano akazvimirira oga uyezve vemapato akasiyana siyana vari kukurudzira vechidiki kuti vange vachinyoresa ndokuti vavhote musarudzo dza 2018. Sekutaura kwangu inyaya yakakosha zvikuru nekuti vechidiki sekuziva kwenyu ndivo vakawanda kudarika munhu wese munyika yeZimbabwe. Naizvozvo vemapato akasiyana siyana vari kurwira yatingati idemographic vari kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti veduwe mhanyai munonyoresa apo pachavhurwa chirongwa ichi. Joining me now is Dennis Ngaziwore, in MDCT Youth. He's the Secretary General of the MDCT Youth Harare Branch. Comrade Ngaziwore, good evening and welcome on Studio 7, The Connection.
Good evening, sir.
Let's dive straight into the matter here. We saw you guys launching Bereka Mwana Veleta Umntwana Sambe at the weekend. Tell us more about your campaign. How far and wide are you guys aiming?
Thank you very much. This campaign, Bereka Mwana Ubabula Butkwana, it's a youth campaign which seeks to motivate parents or guardians to encourage their children who are 17 years of age and above to register and vote for this coming 2018 election. This campaign is a campaign which seeks to educate, conscientize, and mobilize and recruit youth through their parents so that they are able to reach out to their youth or children.
Why young people in particular?
We want to approach these young people. We believe as young people, we are the majority, and we need to take this country from where it is. We have a generational mandate to make sure that we liberate this country from the ZANU-PF regime. As you understand that the Robert Mugabe regime and our veterans are the ones who liberated this country from the Ian Douglas Smith. So we believe it's now our role to retake back our country from where it is now. And we believe with Morgan Tsvangirai as the president of Zimbabwe, come 2018 election, we are able to change lives for this of Zimbabwe.
Asi vangadziwore ichi cha muchaita differently nekuti tukuzva kuti musarudzo dzapfura seve chidiki kana pachiitwa marali ndimi munenge muchimhanya mhanya kana kwakurohwa vanhu ndimi zvekare vechidiki munenge muchimhanya mhanya asi kana razuva rekuvhota manje vazhinji vanenge vasina kunyoresa naizvozvo havagoni kuvhota zvii zvamuchaita apa differently kuona kuti vechidiki ava vanonyoresa zvechokwadi.
Chokutanga ndechekuti isusu semayuthi tatotanga kuita zvinhu in a different way. Nekudaro because musi wa5 March muHarare takalonja chirongwa chedoor to door. Chirongwa ichi chiri kusvika paevery household, chiri kusvika paevery workplace yemunhu, chiri kusvika even every village kunana Harare South kumaplotu, chichiona kuti munhu umwe naumwe aziviswa nechirongwa chebiometric voter registration. So takatanga zvakare kuti izvo chirongwa ichi chirongwa chekutanga since the MDC was formed. Because you know the MDC payakafomwa, yakafomwa navashandi, yakafomwa navarombo, yakafomwa navastudents, yakafomwa nevechidiki. And vechidiki ivavo vakatenderwa vachibvunza vanhu vezimbabwe kuma1997 vachitoita seni pasvika hurumende. So since the MDC youth assembly muHarare takatanga chirongwa ichi muna5 March. So izvozvi kare zviri zvishuvetirizvinhu zvitsva yakaumba seMDC. Zvakare seMDC youth assembly muHarare ngekutanga kuti mhirizhonga tiri dhize. You know kuti munomwe muHarare maigamine mhirizhonga, maigamine zvakasiyana-siyana. Ende zvakare tiri kuona vamiriri akaita dzimwe nyika unana Ghana, unana South Africa, unana Zambia kuti vechidiki vakasimuka nehuwandu kundohota vanochinja mamiriro akaita zvinhu. That's why vechidiki tiri kuingeja tivano pamwe chete mamwe mapoka akasiyana-siyana esi society kuti tiriise kuvanhu so that hurumende iripo ikwanise kubva tiri kuvhoti because vhoti chete ndo nzira chete inokwanisa kubvisa hurumende because seMDC ibanza redu rekuti timasiswa democrats. So believe kuti with a vote you can do it. But we know kuti ZANU-PF ine nguva yanokwatobirira maelection because yakambobirira asi we are going to prepare enough kuti sando dziri kuuya idzi pamberi apo no one or ZANU-PF should even try to hijack the people's victory. And we are very clear, we have put a mechanism to make sure that we deal with this issue. So my vote is actually mobilizer. My vote is actually to make sure that RSD is my vote, I can get my vote, our Changirai, name DC. And not even a single vote, it ends up through rigging. But that one, totally, we are going to allow that to happen.
Thank you there, Dennis Ngaziwore. Dennis Ngaziwore is from the MDCT Harare branch secretary general. Please do stay on the line, Comrade Ngaziwore. And moving on, joining me now is our second guest. That's Ipitule Maphosa webandla leZaphu. Mnumzana Maphosa, kunjani?
Siyaphila baba, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba. Uluzwile udaba olusekudwini Maphosa, sikhuluma ngenhlelo zamabandla atshiyeneyo ezokuhuga abasakhulayo ukubana babhalise ngobuningi ukuze bavote kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Kuyini elikwenzayo lani kuZaphu?
Ngiyabonga. Njengebandla sikhangele inhlupho kakhulu esihlangana labatsha, sikhangele ukuthi singenza njani, singenzani ukuthi zithele lezo nhlupho. Kodwa silakho ukunanzelela njalo ukuthi iningi labatsha abazange bathanda ukuvota ikakhulu. Khona vele ama-processes ankhona from ukurejista ukuthi bevote lani lani, yinto abazange bayithanda. Kuphela ngosikhathi ngo-1980 khonapho kubangelwa ama-reasons amaningi, ikakhulu indlela esiphethe ngayo ababusayo lawa ukuthi at the end of day ivoti yomuntu iyagcina ingasatho lutho ezongesibendi laba kufunayo. So sikhangela indaba ezinjengazonezo, sizama ukuthi sikhulumisane nabatsha, sibakhuthaze bebekwazi ukuthi kubaluleke njani ukuthi berejiste ukuvota, njalo nokuthi bevote bekhetha ubukhokheli ababuthandayo. Bekhangela nje inhlelo abanazo ababesiza nazo kibo ukuthi banceda ngani kona kusasa, ngoba silakho ukuthi singayekela ukunanzelela, singabakhuthaza ukuthi bevote, begcina bevota ngendlela engasiyo. So siyabakhuthaza ukuthi bekhangele ikakhulu ama-manifestos, ikakhulu ama-policies, ama-parties ababuyayo lawo, ukuze benze i-decision efaneleyo. So njengeZaphu siyakhulumisana labo abatsha elizweni lonke, sizame ukuthi siba-conscientize kumbe sibazise ngelungelo labo lokuvota, njalo sibafundise ngokuthi kwenziwa njani ukuze umuntu ekwanise ukurejista evote, njalo sibatshengise ukubaluleka kwevoti yabo.
Kodwa kulula yini Maphosa ukukhulumisana labatsha laba, ikakhulu sikwazi ukubana ilanga lokuqala ukubhalisa kalikaziwa, izek kayikabi la imitshina yokubhalisa abantu? Kulula yini ukuya ebantwini libatshela ukubana kuqakathekile ukuthi livote nxa uhlelo soluvuliwe, kodwa lingelayo i-date yokuthi luyavulwa nini uhlelo?
Kunzima ukusebenza kwankhona, ikakhulu uma sikhangelane lezeki okuyi-commission okumele isebenze izimele yodwa. Kodwa siyananzelela ukuthi hhayi, into esithi yi-independence state ayikho kwezeki, so ngabantu nje abazenzela into zezano laphana. So yibo ubunzima esihlangana labo ma sihlangana labatsha sikhuluma labo, ngoba sikhulumele emnyameni, asikwazi okuyikho okuzenzakala ngelanga lankhona. Siyakwazi ukuthi abakabi le mali yokuthi bezethenga ama-kit lawanawo-DVR. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi u-Minister of Finance uke wathi ule ikhona imali, but emalangeni lawa adlulileyo nke ngeza ukuthiwa leyo mali ayikaphumi ukuthi ihambe kuzeki. So sikhulumele emnyameni, asikwazi sibili ukuthi kuzahamba njani, luzaba khona yini uhlelo lokurejista kumbe hhayi. Singabantu nje abakhuthazayo, sikhuluma singazi ukuthi kuzahamba njani exactly. Kodwa akusi sibuyisele emuva kunoko siyaqhubeka siye phambili sibafundise siqhubeke njalo sikhuthaze ukuthi mzwana ilanga lakhona lisiba khona bekwanise ukuphuma ezindlini beyerejista ukuthi bevote bewuhambe ngobuningi babo njalo siyakwazi uma sikhangela ama-numbers plus minus 4 million virgin voters abangazake bevote and iningi labo ngabantu abatsha so sikhangelele konoko kakhulu ukuthi hhayi singasukuma singakhangeli oloko kwenza izeki kakhulu lancande kuqakathekile ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi bazawke bazenelisa yini abezeki but singakhangela kakhulu bagcina be-lose itemba bengasahambi kuyarejista so kwelinye icele sizabe sikhulumisana ngezeki ngelo hulumende sizama ukuthi sifake i-pressure ukuthi benze into eqondileyo kwelinye hlangothi sikhuthaza labo abathi ukuthi bevote.
Aha, that's Phithule Maphosa Zapu spokesperson. Siyabonga Maphosa qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Sithathe umlaleli Timbotora Mtereri va Noa ku South Africa. Magadi va Noa. Halo va Noa.
Ndiripo Magadigo.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifarawo.
Chokwadi.
Kuri sei ku Joni?
Joni kuri nani zvekungotambudzika tingaite sei.
Okay, ndiyo nyacho mukoma wangu. Hamuna ku kuvhunduka here ne earthquake nezuro.
No kuno ku Cape Town hatina kuizwa zvetinofika kune dzimwe nzvimbo ndinongonzwa kudara Joburg.
Aha, that's good. Mapina muchirongwa mukoma wangu maizwa nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. Tipeiwo mafungiro enyu.
Ndangatsa kuti panyaya yekuti wechidiki tirejiste kuvhota naika. Ipfungwa yakanaka so wechidiki tofanira kurejista kuti tivhote. Hasina kunza pfungwa yekuti zvakanga zvakanaka hazvo kuti wechidiki tirwe tivhote but unoona dambudziko rimwe rinozoitika nderekuti halo
taurai mukoma takaterera
rimwe dambudziko rinozoitika nderekuti isusu panenge kumamisha kwatinenge tiri kana taabvawo kuno kusouth africa taenda kupamisha uku tikada kuti tiende kunorejista kuvhota pamwe pacho tinenge tichitotisidzirwa kunzi wechidiki imimi ndimi nedambudziko rakadai saka ndaikupira kuti kunyanya kumamisha kuya patinoenda kuti tinorejista kuvhota tisave tinopindwa kachando kekuita kuti tityhe kurejista kuvhota kuti tizose kusarudza mutungamiri watinenge tichida nekuti tinenge takunzi imimi kuzokonzesa zvakati zvozotipa kuti tite kakusa ndosaka muchiona kana kumamisha mukada kutarisa kazhinji kacho nhamba yemawechidiki kazhinji wacho tinenge isina kurejista kuvhota but mapora ake akutenderwa ake kuti avhota asi nyaya yekuinozonzi oda kunge kuzvisa pasipside iriaina handaumbobvira ndavhotaina handautombo ndio mafungiro anikaiita kuti ngapave pachisunungura wasashe kunorejista kuvhota pave pakajeka ipapo.
Aha, aiwa tinotenda de kupinda muchirongwa nekurudziro yenyu mukoma Noa.
Tinda hangu.
Aha, hanzi nemutereri va Noa, hanzi musatya musambobvuma kuvhundutsirwa. Kana muchida kunonyoresa mukavhundutsirwa musaterere, hanzi zizi harina nyanga yendai munonyoresa chete. We have our third guest, that's Tokozani Sileya of the MDC, led by Professor Walshman Ncube. Mr. Sileya, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. Hello, Mr. Sileya. Hello, Mr. Sileya. Mr. Sile, are you on the line? I think we have lost Sile there. Back to Mnumzana Maphosa. Mr. Maphosa, let me quote from George Jean Nathan, He was an author, an American author and editor. He lived between February of 1882 and 1958. That's when he died. He once said, and I quote, "Bad officials are elected by good citizens who do not vote." What do you make of that quotation?
Absolutely true. From the author there, we have experienced that in Zimbabwe, especially from the 1980s up to now, we have witnessed a voter apathy in most elections. I can say all elections, we have experienced a lot of voter apathy, and that apathy has given a window of opportunity to officials, or maybe I should say to ZANU-PF, to rig every election that has come our way in Zimbabwe. They've taken the chance to rig out of the non-voting by the majority of the citizens. So he's absolutely right, he's correct. And we encourage all our citizens in Zimbabwe to take it as an obligation to select leadership when voting time comes.
Uh-huh. Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Maphosa. I'd like to welcome back Thokozani Sileya of the MDC formation led by Professor Welshman Ncube. Ngiyakwamukela Mnumzana Sileya.
Kulungile baba Nkomo.
Yeah, siyazi lilo hlelo lokuhamba liqoqodela abantu lapha Sileya, ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukubana babhalise ukuze bavote kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ungasichazisela ukubana luhamba njani lolu hlelo?
Uhlelo lokuhamba kuhle wabankomo. Sikhuthazana njengabontanga ukuthi sonke sisukume siyevota ngo-2018. Angithi siyazi sonke ukuthi uhlelo lolukhona kathesi abantu besokusetuselwa ukuthi kuzashuthi izithombe kuzayenzwa lokhu lalokhuyana okuzakwenza abantu bazakale ukuthi lo votele liphi ibandla. Kodwa-ke thina njengebandla sithi okwakathesi abantu kasisukumeni sonke siyovota, akula muntu ozazakala ukuthi uvotele ngaphi. And liyana biometrical akade bekhuluma ngayo ayisoze yenzakale ngoba isikhathi sakhona singathe sisifitshane kakhulu baba.
Zikhona yini izikhubeko elihlangana lazo Sileya emkhankasweni wenu lo?
Yeah, hayi ekuhambeni lapha baba Nkomo, into esihlangana layo ukuthi abantu sebangenwa ngumkhumbulo wokwethuselwa. Silabantu abalokwesaba kakhulu lolu hlelo olukhona kathesi olokuthi bacabangela ukuthi izano isifake idalamede. Izano bacabangela ukuthi izano yona isibathile ukuthi nxa befika laphana bazabe sebesazakala ukuthi lo uvotele liphi ibandla. Kodwa thina sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi ngababekwazi ukuthi okwakathesi asitsho ukuthi thina bhalisa ukuthi wena ngo-2018 uzavotela liphi ibandla. Kodwa sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kabasukume bayebhalisa ukuvota ekhethweni olulandelayo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Sileya. Please do stay on the line now. We have a caller, and that's Mkoma Elvis Mugari. Magadi, any of Mugari?
Hello, Farah. Magadi, back to Studio 7.
Aywa, Studio 7, Zuriku Fire, Segun Zagwe, New, Zomuchin Zau. Zuriku Fire, Stere, Kima, Pinda Muchirongo, Mkoma, Wango, Mainzo, Ganyari, Mugango.
Ganyizwa, Nyari, Mugango. Chiriku, itika, kita kuti Zimbabwe. Vana vechidiki vasikana kuti the young people havasi kupiwa mukana wavo kuti vataure zvavanofanira kunge vachitaura kuti varatidzire zvavanofanirwa kunge vachiita, that is to exercise their constitutional right kuti vavote. Nekuti tikatarisa mastatistics akapera tinowana kuvheki kana kuzeti nalo tiyadika kuti 4.5% yeva ana diko arimu Zimbabwe waka vote election za 2018 na 2008 dinowa dambu diko kuti ma 33 waya karamba akadaro ite recipe for disaster kune HD and ZANU PF iri kutaya nepa inogona napo pese kuti itadise kana kuti ivharidzire vote so that makuru anoramba vachivota vachivotera ZANU PF nokuti inoziva kuti vechidiki vakanga vachitanga kuregista kuvota izvezvizvi tikatageta vari kutanga kuregista kuvota ZANU PF inei saka I think muno muZimbabwe as the young people we need to encourage the young people kuti come 2018 patikuenda vari kutanga kuregista nezvezvo auya nezvinhu zvakawanda trying to frustrate vechidiki kuti varegeze kuvota but ngatitraye kunoregista kuvota I think this is the only democratic way yekubvisa nayo hurumende yavamugabe iri kutinetsa nacho so vana vefanirwa kuti varegiste kuvota and vafanira kuti varegiste kuvota and ibasa redu nemapolitical parties anopikisa vakanyarira panyaya iyoyi vanofanira kuti vaende kuvatagavaende
asi vechidiki vakawanda vatinombokurukurawo nawo muchirongwa apa mukoma Elvis vari kuchema chema vari kuti you know what there is nothing for me in this election ukatarisa vanhu vachange vachikwikwidza at least you know sekuziva kwedu as of now pana vamugave is 93 he's been in power since independence pana vatswangirai vanhu vari kutiwo you know Save has lost my elections since you know the MDC started pana vanxuve pane vadhavengwa hamene kuti vatsange vachikwikwiza asi young people some young people are saying we need something new we need a new candidate that can unify Zimbabweans from the opposition standpoint, at least. And that candidate is not there. Therefore, vari kuti apana reason yekunge apana chikonzero chekuti vange vachivota.
No, I want to agree with them. The young people seriously, vani ma concerns connect with that. Because vaka vota for a long time, and apana papa sinaku yema decisions avo because vakavota 2008 and said my elections akabirwa zvakare hapana ku respect kwa their decision or their voice yakanga vaita through because we never were being given my elections as an instrument of decision making we are making decisions as the young people but you know that kanenge kuti hapana defense yema decision kwa defense ye decision ye electorate saka zvinopa good reason kune vari kuvhota kuti vaone kuti hapasina reason yekuti vavhota as concerning nyaya yecandidate kuti hapana candidate hapana candidate but we have to vote that's why we are encouraging all political leaders to come together to form a coalition kuti vabude necoalition vave pamwe chete varwise mugabe because mugabe was using a divide and rule tactic in all these political parties kuti mapatisi amire ari pao ega akapatsanovana zvichiita kuti mugabe arambe achitonga rinova iro dambudziko ratinaro saka tiri kuti isu ngatigadzirire kuvhota we don't know mapolitical parties vari kumira under the banner nera under the banner code they are trying to coalesce kubudira muchinhu one let us be ready kuti even pakange pazobuda something isusu tinenge tichikwanisa kundovhota nokuti ndopane nyaya yese pakundovhota ipapa and tied by only issues as the young people to come up with the strategies on how to defend the decision of the electorate or how to defend the vote so that history will never ever repeat itself again kuti zvatakabirwa sarudzo dzedu dza 2008 tikabirwa 2013 let us come tirege kungova macrime babies but tive nenzira dzatinokwanisa kuva nadzo dzekuprotecta vhoti yedu sechidiki so nyaya yecandidate haisi nyaya yekuti vechidiki varege kundoregista kuvhota nekuda kwecandidate candidate inobuda they are trying to coalesce but as much as we want new candidates kuti vavewo paplace izvo zvakanaka tinodawo manew candidate vamwe those vatangira tried he played his part vamwe vananyuro vakanga varipo before we need new leaders with new ideas and the time is now but izvozvo zvechitika tiri kutsvaga leader vapatisi vari pakoro vachitaurira coalition let us try and mobilize ourselves, the young people, and go and register to vote. And voting is the only democratic process of the dictatorship.
Aiwa, mataura mkoma wangu. Tinotenda nekupina mchirongwa.
Tinotenda.
Be kungumlaleli Elvis Mugari. Uti bontanga siyazi kuba na abanye liya khalakala lithi akukho ukutsha elingakuvotela abave bencintisa ngabantu banye abavele bencintisa kukhetho ledluleyo sibona kuzaba lo Baba Mgabe ku-opposition lapha asikwazi ukuthi kumbe ama-coalition azaphumelela na umanyano abazama ukubumba kodwa nxa ukhangela ama-candidates akhona laphana kulo baba uTswangirai o-MDCT kulo baba uNcube Walshman we-MDC laye kulo baba uDabengu akuzaphu ngale ngakho abanye abasakhulela nxa bekhangela ama-candidates la bathi lawa ngama-old horses these are tired candidates there is nothing new for us. There is no energy. We need something new. We need fresh ideas. Nabanye ege abasa kulayo labo kodwa umlaleli Elvis Mugari uti ena haibo lingaze la kangela kula ma candidates. Okubalulekileyo uqhakathekileyo ukuthi lungavulwa uhlelo linagijimani liyebhalisa ukuze lenelise ukuvota ngo 2018 sibuyele kumlaleli wethu rather ku one of our guests uThokozani Sileya ukhona ecingweni Sileya
ngikhona baba Nkomo
yeah njengokusho kwami bakhona abanye abakhala ngama candidates lapha Sileya bathi badiniwe abadala laba bakhona bonke from yena umongameli kusehla phansi kusiya kumabandla aphikisayo ngale ungathini ngalokho
mina njengontanga wasenkayi baba Nkomo ngibona sesilohlupho ekukhokhelweni kwamabandla esilawo kade into esikhona kade sokungathi sokulala abantu abadinga imali ukuqhatshwa kulokumela inhlupho lemfuno zabantu bezigaba so into eyenzakalayo kade esikubonayo ukuthi thina laba bakhokheli abakhona kathesi sifuna ukwazi ukuthi bona bazasimela njengabontanga kumbe bona bazamela ukwaziwa kwabo esingathi thina ngesilungu i-dignity ngoba bazafuna ukuthi baziqakathekise bona ukuthi bazi ukuthi bangobani kodwa thina esikukhangeleyo njengabontanga yikuthi kasifuni muntu ozaziqakathekisa yena sifuna ukuthi bamele isizwe sonke kungakhathakeli ukuthi kusemandebeleni kumbe kusekwele mashona leni soke kathesi nxa sikhangela kulaba bakhona kathesi uhlupho engisuka ngibe lalo kulabanye abasuka baziqakathekise ukuthi mina ngizele yimi engithandwa ngabantu ukudlula ubani so kusuka kusidide thina ukuthi njengabontanga ivoti lethu silifake kubani ngoba nxa uzahle ulwe baba Nkomo ulwela ukuthi wena ufuna ukuthi inyamazana ingawiselwa phansi wena kube ngothola inhloko sisuka sizivuza imbuzo eminingi ukuthi kanti wena okhalela inhloko uthwele sikhali bani kodwa sina njengabontanga esikukhangeleyo ukuthi sisukume siyevota sonke so-ke asimeni udaba lokukhangela ukuthi onguye ongathungamela i-coalition kuzaba ngubani kodwa okumele sikuqakathekise yikuthi i-coalition le izakhipha yini iZANU-P F lokhulu ukhulu wethu Mgabe aphume esikhundleni lezandla singenise ihulumende entsha zizaba ningi izikhundla ezizaba khona uhulumende yabe sibunjiwe singagijimeli ukuthi sibange ukuthi ubani ngiyozakhokhela ubani ngiyozalandela owaka thesi kasigijimiseni ukuthi thina sifuna ukuthi inyamazana le iwele phansi izichebo ziye emakhaya abantwana badle basuthe.
Mm-hmm. That's Thokozani Sileya of the Ncube led MDC formation. Kube kubambile khonapho mnumzana Sileya sithathe sivale lapha imbiko ethunyelwa ngabalaleli nge-WhatsApp pana mtereri banonzi vamupfeki Tonderai. Hazina Tonderai, ndinoti shuwa vechidiki ngavavote nokuti ndivo vari kutambudzika panguva ino. MuZimbabwe hamutori namabasa, munhu wese ari kupedza zvidzidzo zvake apasa asina zvakangofanana, vese vakangogara pasi. Ngativotei tichinje hurumende iripo iyi yatipa nhamo. Kuzoba lo munye umlaleli lapha ongazibethanga ngegama uthi yena wonke umuntu kasukume ayebhalisa ngoba udubo ngolwethu sonke. Umlaleli uzithi ngunamkho enyathi. The next message is from Dr. Phil. He says, hi, I'm Dr. Phil, a youth in Zimbabwe. We just need a youth-oriented party that speaks for us and that has our views at heart. At the moment, the MDCT and ZANU-PF do not possess that, so it's hard for the youths to ever vote. Kuzoba lo munye njalo umlaleli incwadi yokugcina ithi yona we youths we must be considered in politics and be registered to vote. Magumise from Gokwe. Ngumagumise lo bayakhuluma abalaleli going back to our first guest, that's Dennis Ngaziwori. We had lost him because network super ganani network irikunetsa. Nevertheless, welcome back, Mr.
I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, you are back. I said when you were not here, Mr. Ngaziwori, that there are young people who are complaining about the pool of candidates that we have at the moment. Of course, we don't know who's going to lead the opposition coalition. Also, we don't know whether that coalition is going to materialize. But as things stand right now, they look at the head of state who will be representing ZANU-PF. That's President Robert Mugabe. They look at President Robert Mugabe. They say he's tired. He's been there forever, going all the way down. They look at Mr. Tsvangirai. They say he has lost many elections. We cannot trust him anymore. They look at Dabengwa. They look at Professor Washman Ncube. They look at Madugu. And they're like, you know what? All these candidates do not matter. How do you address such a situation?
Thank you very much, Mkoma. Chokutanga ni chokuti, same DC, kunyanya, I want to respond kuna Dr. Phil, waenza ni za MDC, ya watu angira ine ZANU-PF. It's unfortunate, mwane rao, ene retreati mavizu wakadaro. By chokutanga ni chokuti, watu angira mkatara edzi yao, nipo hakaba, mshitarga ni norori wakaita, mwenza ni za watu angira ine wa Mugabe, mwaka ni mkuma Phil, waenda kuma extreme. Chokutanga, Mr. Mugabe, because it has one as you say, my youth. So, in that information is communicated in a due course,
by national leadership. But to put it so, but any Mukana and ZANU-PF, I know Viramo Rwanda, my leadership did. I know Viramo anything to put up in Parliament or Council. ZANU-PF and the Kwa must stand as people, Papa, Jim Parari, Kyo Parari, but also Pasuka on the stand. So all those issues are a difference in DC and ZANU-PF. But at the same time, as in Maria Vera, Mchauzwa, kuti MDC yakarongera chii vechidiki veZimbabwe kukanzuru nekuparamende. But at the same time, takatasana nenyika yeZimbabwe. It's unfortunate kuti mungati vanhu vangati zvavatangirai vakadyiwa yekeni muZimbabwe. Chokutanga zvinozikana nemunhu wese weZimbabwe kugore ra 2008 vamugande vakadyiwa election. Ivo pata zvavo vakabvuma. Vamutasa vakabvuma. Nevose vari mugande vakabvuma vakadyiwa. So ndiri kuti ini vatangirai vane mukana. But zvakare pane other fear in my youth in Zimbabwe. Fear of Kutizo, my election honorable. So I took it to the MDC assembly. We are now prepared enough with some anti-rigging mechanisms, my constituencies, my wife, Akasiana Siana. But our Kunum, Tima Pili Brigade, and my constituent, and Lugisa, Tima mechanism at the place to make sure the election require a review. Whoever Munpenu at the end of the election, that 2018, Munye, everyone Munpenu, and I have another by Nika. Because you could be Susan Zimbabwe. So this is we are very clear as a party, and we are even clear, and we are even targeting as Harare. We are not even mobilizing for vote, but we have a target of 1 million people to vote in Harare. This is the young people. And my young people, I mean, we know who to move and the Bakasia Sierra. Munera, I know they are above 40 years, they are above 30 years, 35 years. Larugan, Waberic, that's why you are Waberic, you are Rutra Dredge, Ronis, who can get a Mananamu in the Muriak, that's what the Ramanaku, because up to now, you are still responsible for that child, because you don't compare end, you don't compare schools even in Sukuraku. That's what it is a clear program in Ripo to change things.
Dennis Ngaziwore, MDCT. Please do stay on the line. Those who've just tuned in, this is The Connection coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America. And the topic tonight is the push by many various organizations, civil society groups, as well as political parties, for young people to register to vote in the coming election. Sithathe umlaleli timbotora mtereri tina mkoma mashava va mashava mapina muchirongwa makadi henyu
masimba mkoma makadi ndeni
aiwa takasimba stereki kana makasimba wo mapina muchirongwa tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Mukoma handi makutaura kune muyuti wese yakateerera nhasi kwandiri inini. Inini ndiri muyuti, I'm just 20-something, ndizvo. Nhasi unotoda kutaura kuti kune umwe naumwe muyuti akateerera pari zvino. Ngatirejistei tinovhota nekuti ramangwana redu renyika ino riri mumaoko edu. Ndinoda kukurudzira zvezvakare kuti mukatarisa nawo mumageto mayouth isusu tava kuinvhovha muzvinhu zvisina basa nekuda kwekuti hakuna mabasa. Zvinoitika ndezvekuti muyouth wese akuinvhovha mumadrugs chaimo chaimo, nekuti tikuswera takagara mumatsoit hatina kana zvekuita. Mukatarisa mabasa amwe atiri kuita kana kumahwindi kwakazara mayouth. So mayouth ngatitirejestei tinovhota.
Asi panyaya yekuti zeki yacho haisati yazivisa vanhu kuti chirongwa ichi chichatanga rini, uyezve michina yekunyoresa yacho haisati yatengwa, havasati vajekesa ipapo kuti vachange vanayo rini michina yacho, harizi dambudziko iroro here mukoma mashava?
Yeah, that one is also not going to die. Dambu zivaragati kuri sei. Pakuti soni. Tunawana isozo kuti izu mshina yoi kutawafadi. Yetu kutawafira kuti ino mbona kutengo. Eo sinu mbona kutadzangizo ka. Zvichaita kuti zvoni pakuno vanhu vachanovhota vanhu shoma shoma dani vakatovhota vacho nekuda kwekuti munhu wese anenge ane confusion. So tokuti inini dai zvaibvirawo nekukurumidza mishini iyoyo yaitengawo in such so that isusuwo mayoti tinokwanisawo kuvhota nekuti ramangwana racho riri mumaoko edu.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Mashava. Kana chirongwa chavhurwa chekunyoresa, muwanikweka muchimhanyira kunonyoresa neshamwari dzenyu.
Thanks mukoma wangu. Ndinofara nekupinda muchirongwa.
Okay, tinotenda mukoma Mashava. That's Mashava there. Si vuyele ku Sileya ukhona ecingweni Sileya
khona ko.
Okay, nazi indaba Sileya, vakhona abanye abantu abasakhulayo umuntu wazalwa gakazala lembhedeni lalamhlanje sowaze waba labantwana, abantwana labo wabathola elala phansi phansi ku flow kodwa lokhu esekela i-status quo ungangothi mhlawumbe vele kayiboni iproblem ukuthi kule problem elizweni umuntu onjalo how do you convince such a person uyamkhombisa njani ukuthi hayi bo wena uzelwe ulala phansi ku-floor sukhulile waze waba le muli labantwana wabathola ulala phansi kumele ubulale embhedeni umuntu onjalo umkhombisa njani ukuthi hayi kulodubo lapha bopa siqine uye vota uvote ngokuhlakanipha.
Thanks very much baba Nkomo. Sihlangana lohlupho olunjalo ezikhathini eziningi lapha esivakatshela khona imuli ezishiyeneyo kushiya ngeziqindi zethu lapha esebenzela khona. Ibandla lezanupiyo elilo elikhokhela uhulumende weZimbabwe namhlanje lincindezele abantu to an extent yokuthi people are thinking that there is no future beyond Zanupiyo, but the truth is there is a better future without Zanupiyo. So the only thing that we have to do is we have to vote Zanupiyo out. So into ekhona kathesi masikhuluma abantu sizama ukuthi sibonisane labo ukuthi asi registerini ukuthi sivote, right? Ukuvota kuqhakatheke ngalokho wena uzikhethela lokhu okufunayo wena. So kathesi abantu balovalo ngoba bayethuselwa ukuthi bengavota bevotele ibandla engayisihlo lelo elifunwa ngokhulumende obuyisayo kathesi basenkingeni esabekayo, right? Kathesi ontanga thina sibatshela iqiniso ukuthi njengabontanga lesi khangelani ukuthi ababusi abakhona kathesi beqala ukungena kwezombusazwe iminyaka yabo ibingaphi ibikuliphi izinto. So uzathola ukuthi bonke iningi labo baba Nkomo bathe beqala ezombusazwe bebekuma-20 something years besiya ku-30 years, right? Yiyo intanga esikhangele kathesi. So-ke kwehlulani ukuthi thina njengama-youth ontanga bakathesi siziqalele umbusazwe wethu omuhle ongasoze ufane nalaba bantu, ngoba esesikuboleke ukuthi laba bantu bethatha umbuso emakhiweni bebesithi amakhiwa aloncindezelo, but esesikubona kathesi ukuthi kathesi sesikolonizwe libandla lezani, because if you are not following the principles and the regulations.
Mnumzana Sileya, ngicela ukubamba umlomo khonapho ngamafitshane, nithathe umlaleli osibasa Chuma. Kunjani Golide?
Oh, sikhona linjani lani baba?
Hayi, siphilile. Sungenile kuhlelo baba, uyizwile indaba?
Ngiyayizwa indaba. Indaba liyathuluka kakhulu
isilonda esivele sikhona nje ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ngoba ngangithi ngiyakhangela bakithi abantwana kumele bafundiswe ama-youth lawa esibatshoyo laba yibo phela abasetshenziswayo esikhathini esiningi ukuthi balimazi abantu abadala bayenzeni ngoba kabakwazi lutho. Kathesi ngisitsho kolo kade kuthiwa ukuthi umuntu selomfazi labantwana kawazi umbhedi ukuthi unjani, bayazi ingubo uphiwa yithi. Kodwa phela mase ufikelela isikhathi sokuthi kuyakhankaswa ukuthi ngivote, yibo abantu abayisomagesi phela labo, yibo abantu abahamba betshaya abantu, yibo abantu abahamba besenza into ezingasizo, yibo abantu ababhekana futhi nodumo lokukhangileyo kathesi. Akazange nomsebenzi phela lawo, kodwa kaboni phela ufilele umuntu kumele kube nemfundiso eqondileyo. Angazi laba abahambayo bakithi ingemakhaya lapha mbona kunkulunkulu kakhulu kazi ukuthi bafundise kakhulu kazi bawafundise laba bantu, ngoba abanye bakhona vele kabavoti phela basebenza kona kuyahlala emabhesini nje babe sizinto zabantu. Yibo abantu labo bathola ukuthi abantwana abaningi esikhathi yibo badala ingozi ezibakhona ehambe bebulawisa abantu besenziwani. Ukuvota kabakwazi, kumele kubatshele sithi bavote bafundise ufundiso ukuthi baqonde ukuthi bayangaphi, bakwazi ukuthi impilo iminjani. Ngoba thezi sitsho ingubo bazithiwa yithi, konke bakwenzelwa yithi, umfazi uthathela ini abadala. Kodwa bathi kufikelela isikhathi bese besetshengiswa njalo uhambe betya abantu emabhesini besenzani. Kumele bafundiswe kakhulu kazi ukuze kuphume kahle, ngoba ngaphandle kwalokho amboni lutho olungabakhona lapho njalo kunanzelele ukuthi akusenze umtshentshelo yini abantu bagcine sengabavoti lawa sehambe kuyindawo engasiyo.
Abanye ngovuka ekuseni umuntu eyageza akulalutho alwenzayo, kakulamsebenzi, akulani, uyageza ugqoka isicathulo esibhobokileyo, uya emashopu ezitolo kuyatshona ebhodabhoda, kodwa nxa sokuyisikhathi sokuvota kayingeni le ndaba yokubhalisa, vele okuvota lokho kalani la? Kuyabe tshona ezitolo emelele ukuthengela utshwala lokubona izimoto ezidlulayo.
Ngitshona ukutshaya abantu abadala yibo phela abasetshenziswayo bona labo bantu, ngoba vele kaboni lokuthi impilo injani. Yibo abasetshenziswayo kwenziwa amabhesi betshaya abantu abadala besenzani, vele kakuboni ukuthi impilo injani.
Manje
umuntu
osemnyameni onjalo isibasa ongaboniyo udubo akibo ungamhlenga njani umuntu onjalo? Ngoba uyamlanda umtshela ukuthi hey asiye vota lapho, uyakutshela okunye
akithi kuzokunika ukuthi ngabe kuba nesikhathi sibile sikhulu kakhulu kazi, ngoba lo muntu khaye ngabe bedimoni liyabe livele livalile laphana. Uyakunida isikhathi esikhulu kazi ahlalwe la ephansi wenze ukuthi incenge libonise kahle ukuthi kathi lokho kunje. Kanti ezisitsho ngapha kanalutho kalabhurugu kanani njengoba sitsho isikhathi lase besibhokile, kuyanida isikhathi eside kakhulu kanti ngibona ngathi khathi sesincane lesi esikhona lesi. Njalo uhlala umuntu kube nesikhathi kungani wakulama-elections eduzane, kube nesikhathi eside sokubafundisa laba bantu, ngoba kathi singazibafundisa vele sokunje sekele sephanjani sokudala. Yibo sebelindela phela ukupha abantu ukudla ngale makhaya besenzani bephambanisa abantu vele kulo kuzima laphana, ngoba idimoni lakhona vele selikhona selingenile kuye. Le dimoni lomuntu bathe ukuthi uzaphumelela liyafa lokho eyinje njalo lokho ihawula, ngoba kaboni phela ngakuthi uyamkhipha emnyameni, emnyameni ufake ukukhanyeni uyabuyela futhi njalo kwaqala emnyameni.
Hawu, ibeka kuhle Golide, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo.
Hayi, kukahle ba.
That was Sibasa Chuma uGolide. Sithathe njalo omunye umlaleli Titore vatendai vari ku South Africa ku Joni. Mgoma atendai makadinyu
nofara makadini ku mgoma Gibbs.
Aiwa, tiri bostereki ndinoitwa ntungamili Nkomo Gibbs mkomo wangu.
Okay. Alright, sorry. Yeah.
Nairi boma api na mchirongo wa mkomo wangu.
Ayo atinofara nekuti tina mchirongwa ya ndilongo sinira panyaya yekutaurwa yeku rejista kuvhota. Kurejista kuvhota mukana wakanaka chaizvo watoda kusangana nawo kurejista kuvhota. Ndiri kukurudzira vechidiki vese nevakuru vacho kuti tese ngatigonei kurejesa kuvhota, kuti mukana wekuvhota kana wazosvika tizokwanisa kuvhota. nekuti ndiyo chete mukana wekusarudza zvatinoda kana mukana wekusarudza watsvika. Hatizodi vanhu vanozocomplain after my election kuti azobirwa kuti azoitwa sei, but vasina kuvhota. Vanhu vazhinji vanosapota mapato avo nemuromo vasingadi kunovhota. That's the biggest problem we have in Zimbabwe. And magenerationi mamwe mazhinji ariko mazuva ano, especially vechidiki, vari ignorant panyaya dzepolitics. Vanozvi kuti havaiti zvepolitics and so forth, but the politics ndidzo dzine foundation yeupenyu hwedu. Saka vanhu havafani kuignore politics.
Saka imimi pachataka kunyoreswa apa, muchange muchienda here kuZimbabwe ikoko?
Ya, Zimbabwe ndagara ndiriko. Zvione kuti kuno South Africa ndinombofamba nechiita zvimwe zvinhu. As I'm based in Zimbabwe. Saka kurejesa kuvhota pakunongovhurwa tisu vamwe vachatonge tichigadzirisa maregistration iwayo.
Aiwa.
Ini ndambonzwa futi muchitaura nyaya yekuti kune vamwe vechidiki vari kuti tane ma old horses.
Vakawanda.
Yeah, it might be true. Ma old horses mamwe acho atinetesa. Asi ndoda kungokuzivisa iwo kuti tine ma young and energetic presidents variko mapato ari akasiyana siyana. Like for example, we have got Jacob Ngarivume from Transform Zimbabwe. He is a youthful president who can take Zimbabwe to another level, you know. Saka vazi vakweguri chete kune vechidiki futi variko vanogona kuendesa Zimbabwe mune chimwe chikamu chiri nani.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma, tendai.
Aiwa, ano pakanaka.
Aha, that was Mkoma Tendai calling us from South Africa, and we are teetering towards the brink. We are heading towards the top of the hour. We have 2-3 minutes left. And just to wrap up things, coming to you back, Mr. Sileya, you are still on the line, I assume.
Yes, Reverend Mkoma.
Okay, give us your last word.
I ask you all the youth across the opposition divide in Zimbabwe to come in numbers in 2018 to vote ZANU-PF and its leaders out, because we have experienced all the humanitarian evidence, and in the sequence bagit nyacela ontanga bonke ungakhathalekile usuka eMashonaland usuka eMatebeleland isikhalo sethu sinye asizameni ibandla elisha singakhathaleki ukuthi kukhodi yazi ukuthi bakhona sebela mabizo abawafunayo asikhangelanga mabizo kahle sikhangelele ukuthi ZANU-PF ayiphume embusweni kungene ibandla elizavusa abantu beZimbabwe ngendlela abayithakazelelayo. Ngiyabonga baba Ngoma.
Thank you there, Thokozani Sileya of the MDC formation led by Welshman Ncube. Time for my take. As we close the show, we know Zach is not, he's still battling to come up with a comprehensive, agreeable way of securing the voter registration kits, the biometrics. I hope this can be done timely. We are out of time already. I hope they can move with speed, because this is like a pilot project. It's the first time that Zimbabwe will be registering people this way, and we don't know the challenges that lie ahead. So Zeka, better move with speed, get those kids, do a pilot project. Let's see how it works. That's my take. And I would like to thank all our guests and viewers as well as listeners. Let's make another date next week. Signing off, I'm Tungamili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.